From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with some fusion guitarists, but not performing in an electric jazz rock vein, but rather they'll be performing unplugged, purely acoustic. And we'll begin with a track from an album called Friday Night in San Francisco. The album features three amazing guitar players, John McLaughlin, Al DiMeola, and Paco De Lucia. John McLaughlin and Al DiMeola, of course, by the early 80s, when this album was released, had established themselves as veterans of the jazz rock genre. Paco De Lucia, an established flamenco guitarist who experimented with the possibilities of fusing flamenco with jazz. And, of course, McLaughlin and DiMeola also flirted with the same type of jazz-flamenco fusion on some of their solo projects. They recorded a session in concert on December 5th, 1980, at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, and it's a series of guitar duets and trios. This will be a duet with John McLaughlin in the left channel and Al DiMeola in the right channel, their take of a Chick Corea composition, Short Tales of the Black Forest.
Thank you. Thank you.
some fusion guitarists performing acoustically in that set. We began with John McLaughlin and Al DiMeola from an album also featuring Paco de Lucia. The album Friday Night in San Francisco, first issued in 1981, we heard Short Tales of the Black Forest. We followed that with the duo of Larry Coryell and Steve Kahn. Larry and Steve certainly no strangers to longtime listeners of Jazz Progressions. In the mid-70s, when they weren't busy with their various electric jazz projects, they maintained an acoustic duo, which went on the road frequently, and in 1977 they went into the studio and put together highlights from their various live performances and issued the album Two for the Road, originally issued on Arista, reissued on CD on the Wounded Bird label. We listened to Toronto under the sign of Capricorn. In this set, we'll listen to some of the bass artistry of Gary Peacock. Gary is probably best known as the longtime bassist in the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio, with Keith Jarrett, of course, on piano and Jack DeJohnette on drums, but he has released many albums as a leader in his own right. We'll begin with a track from his second album as a leader from 1971, the album Voices, sessions recorded in Tokyo in April of that year. He is joined here by Masabumi Kikuchi on both acoustic and electric piano, also drummer Hiroshi Murakami and percussionist Masahiko Togashi. This is Voice from the Past. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music featuring the bass of Gary Peacock in that set. We began with a track from his second album as a leader, Voices, from 1971, sessions recorded in Tokyo. We heard Voice from the Past. Fast forwarding to 1994 for the second piece in the set, and a track from one of many duet albums Gary Peacock has recorded and released over the years. He's recorded duets with pianists, including Mark Copeland and Marilyn Crispell. He recorded an album with guitarist Bill Frisell called Just So Happens. And he recorded this album with guitarist Ralph Towner, the album Oracle from 1994. And of course, if it's a Ralph Towner release, longtime listeners know that it was issued on the ECM label. This album, no exception. We heard the title track, Oracle. You're hearing it all as part of Jazz Progressions from Quality Radio Productions, presenting the best of free jazz, free improvisation, jazz fusion, and other aspects of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information about the show, including detailed playlists or streaming audio, then please visit the blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions show number 1606, if you want to look it up. We will wrap up the hour with a lengthy piece of free improvised music, and I honestly think this is about as free and as out there as modern jazz can possibly get. We'll turn to a rather large ensemble fronted by drummer William Smiley Winters, and a track from a double album from 1969 on the Arhuli label, the album Smiley Etc. Smiley had performed in a variety of different settings, accompanying everyone from strippers to cocktail pianists. He also performed in a variety of blues bands throughout Northern California. But his biggest love musically was jazz, and especially performing as part of a large jam session. And on this track, he will be joined by two additional drummers, Eddie Marshall and Paul Smith, also Raphael Garrett on imbira, bass, flute, and drums, so ultimately four drummers here. In addition, two percussionists on bongos, Michael Obara, and on congas, James Zitro. Two additional bass players, Chris Amberger and Harley White, Michael White on violin, Barbara Donald on trumpet, and on tenor sax and bass clarinet, Bert Wilson. This is the piece which took up all of the B-side of this double LP set, the title cut, Smiley Etc. La 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 la
Thank you.
large free improv ensemble fronted by drummer Smiley Winters. The title cut from the album Smiley Etc., sessions recorded in Berkeley in 1969. Some critics argue that Smiley Winters would have gained much more notoriety as a modern jazz drummer had he been based in New York City as opposed to Northern California, as there was a much larger free jazz scene happening in the Big Apple. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.